Q&A, questions and answers. Note: answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question: I know it's important to study the scriptures. How do I find the time? Response from New Era: your days are busy. You need to eat, go to school, do homework, spend time with family, study scriptures, pray personally and as a family, attend church activities, and perhaps practice sports or musical instruments, and hang out with friends. How do you find time to do it all? What you accomplish each day is up to you. You can decide what is important to you and where to devote your time. You may be surprised at how much time you can accomplish if you prioritize your activities. Find a time of day for scripture study when you are alert and receptive to the Spirit. Ideally, you would find a quiet time and place at home, but you could also use time on a bus or in a car or during part of your lunchtime. It works best to set the same time each day. With scripture study as a priority, you will find time to make it happen. As a result, you will receive incredible blessings, greater insight, knowledge, and access to the Spirit. You will have the armor of God as a protection. You will feel the Savior's love as you learn of His gospel in the Scriptures. The reward is definitely worth the effort. Response from readers: be committed. I found that reading my Scriptures early in the morning helps me to live my standards throughout the day. You have to be committed and willing to do it. If you put your scriptures where you can see them each morning or night, you will be reminded to read them. Tyler S., age 14, Idaho. It gives you strength. Finding time to read the scriptures is essential because it gives you strength for coping with the challenges and problems of today's world. Satan wants you to be too busy with other things so you won't read your scriptures. If you set a certain time of day and you stick to it, it becomes natural to you and not such a burden. Alicia K., age 16, West Virginia. No distractions. I had a hard time reading and studying my scriptures, but I prayed for help in finding time to read. I got my answer when we had state conference. A speaker said to read 20 minutes a day with no distractions, and it will be a great blessing in your life. I did that, and ever since then, I have had many things happen that have a good effect on my life. Lindsay D., age 15, New Mexico. Any time is a good time. Any time is a good time to read the Scriptures. The Scriptures will mean more to you and will be of more importance to you if you show Heavenly Father that you are determined to study them. Sometimes you may not want to read your Scriptures, or you may come up with an excuse not to, but learning to overcome those feelings and learning to love the Scriptures will greatly influence how you feel the Spirit. Amberly R., age 16, Maine. Set priorities and pray. First, find a time that works for you. I have to do it in the morning before school. I fall asleep at night. Make sure you study at the same time every day. Second, make it a priority. It isn't a matter of having time. It is a matter of making time and putting your priorities first. Third, pray for help. God will bless you to find the time to do everything He has asked of you. Cindy L., age 16, Utah. Do it first. Reading the Scriptures is like paying tithing. If you don't do it first, you will be hard-pressed to do it later. I heard someone say that you always have time for what you put first. When I am short on time, I always try to set my alarm earlier than I need to. That way I know I will be able to fit scripture study in. Ryan H., age 17, Nebraska. Make time. Most people I know make time to watch TV, play sports, or hang out with friends. If you make time for these things, you can certainly find time to improve your life by reading the scriptures daily. Personally, I enjoy reading the scriptures before I go to bed. It calms me down and helps me have good dreams. Shannon J., age 18, Idaho. Choose a topic. Honestly and sincerely studying and searching the Scriptures just once can make you yearn to do it again. you will be determined to make time for it. A good and easy way to start studying is to get a book like True to the Faith and pick a topic to study and read the scriptures that correspond. It truly is an awakening of the mind. Preston P., age 18, Idaho. Discover and rediscover. President Kimball said, "I am convinced that each of us must discover the scriptures for ourselves, and not just discover them once, but rediscover them again and again." And signed September 1976, page 5. Create time to study the scriptures in a determined and conscientious manner. Create time to study the scriptures in a determined and conscientious manner, and we shall indeed find answers to our problems and peace in our hearts. Ensign, September 1975, page 3. Study and search the scriptures, and we will come to know and love Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and His love for us. Patience N., age 23, Nigeria. Sidebar. Perhaps what is more important than the hour of the day is that a regular time be set aside for study. It would be ideal if an hour could be spent each day, but if that much cannot be had, a half hour on a regular basis would result in substantial accomplishment. A quarter of an hour is little time, but it is surprising how much enlightenment and knowledge can be acquired in a subject so meaningful. The important thing is to allow nothing else to ever interfere with our study. President Howard W. Hunter, 1907 through 1995, Reading the Scriptures, Ensign, November 1979, page 64. Next month's question. Sometimes the humor between my family members and friends crosses over into teasing that hurts. How can we break this habit and improve our relationships? Send your answer by August 15, 2008, to New Era, Q&A, August 2008, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email at newera@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included in your email or letter: full name, birth date, ward or branch, stake or district. I grant permission to print response and photo. Signature. Parent signature if you are under 18. End of the article. Q&A. Questions and answers.